Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you hear a little New Edition. I feel like we know where we're about to go. We go to the phone line as we do on a Thursday, talk to our guy who is the biggest New Edition fan in all of Houston. His name is Andy Kalu. He joins us weekly. Andy, what's happening, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing all right. Doing okay. I feel like I could be doing better. QB1 is in the concussion protocol, and the head coach makes it known that he will not play. So Davis Mills is going to be at the helm. I want to go back to this game against the Broncos. I think you know that I like asking a defensive mind what they think about an offense, right, from their perspective. What did you see from Davis Mills when he got into this game from a defender's point of view?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Mm. Dude, like, you know, and I don't want to be negative Nancy over here, but the good part, you know, or the promising, I should say, promising aspect when you look at the fact that he probably didn't get many reps throughout the week with the ones, not an excuse, you know, when you're a backup quarterback, which sometimes could be the toughest position on a football team. You have to prepare, not knowing when you're going to get in, but there isn't anybody who's going to give you that excuse. Oh, he didn't prepare. I was actually, he didn't get a chance to prepare with the ones. Mm-hmm. When CJ went out, I was cautiously optimistic because my thought process at the time as I was watching the game unfold, this is a guy that's been here 5 years. This is a guy that, whether or not he should have been, but he has a lot of experience because he was a starter at one point. So I was hoping for a better showing. I was hoping that this would be a situation where he understands what's in front of him with his offensive line. So he was just going to get the ball out quickly and get positive yards. But when you look at the big picture, the lack of the ability to score a touchdown when he was in, it was pretty disappointing because we've seen other teams have success with the backup quarterback, whether it's San Francisco 49ers or what we're seeing with the Cardinals with Jacoby Brissett. That's why you like to have those experienced backups so they can get you those wins, so they can get you, you know, 3 out of 4 wins or at least go 500. And I just didn't see that in the second half of the Denver game.
You know, I wanted to ask you, especially in lieu of they didn't make any moves on the trade deadline, we're going into week 10. We talk about the offense. We've talked about it with you. Maybe they'll get better here. Maybe they'll get better there. Maybe they can do this. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Are we to the point going into week 10, this is just what the offense is? I mean, do you see any cause for, yeah, maybe they will get better in these regards?
No, as far as personnel, I'm 100% with you, John. Like, even during the trade period when you're wondering if any team's going to make a last-second move, you know, for me, there are talks about, oh, a wide receiver, maybe another running back. If you weren't making a move with the offensive line, I wasn't going to be excited about any moves. And I also came to the realization, you know what, teams typically don't give up good offensive linemen. Yeah. So it's not as if they were going to just land some big-time offensive linemen. They would have to give up too much. And you pretty much have to give up whatever you gave up or returned from the Laremy Tunsil deal, and your thought is, well, then why'd you give him up in the first place? So all those, you know, offside penalties, false start penalties, they're not looking as bad as they were a couple years ago, because when it's all said and done, you got to have that talented blindside protector, and right now the Texans don't have that.
We're talking to Andy Kalu here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and a really long injury list, practice list when it comes to yesterday after practice, and on that included Danico Autry, Will Anderson Jr., Jalen Petrie, But I wanted to focus more on the defense line, especially because Will Anderson, it was, a quad? You want to make sure I get that right, John Lopez? Mm-hmm. When it comes to a quad, like, does that at all make you concerned about whether Will Anderson Jr. plays, or is that something that you feel like that's something that'll be fine?
No, you never just assume it's going to be fine. And when we hear quad, you think, okay, the rest is going to help and he'll just go out there. But what's one of the characteristics that makes Will Anderson so special? It's his explosiveness. It's his first step. And guess what muscle you're using when you're getting out of that three-point stance to have that explosive first step? It is your quad, more so than your hamstring, more so than any other muscle. So, yes, even if he plays, and him being the type of player that he is, he's going to tough it out. Yeah, you wonder, and my eyes are going to be on him to see if there's a noticeable difference with his get-off because, man, that dude is fun to watch, and the way he changes the line of scrimmage, the way he explodes into the offensive lineman, more than likely an offensive tackle, it comes from that quad muscle. It comes from getting out of that three-point stance and exploding to strike, separate, and shed. So, yeah, that's definitely a concern.
What do you think the vibe is in the Texans locker room right now? They've been close so many times, some – only on the scoreboard, you know, they didn't play well, but some they legitimately had a chance to win. What do you think the vibe is? Not just that where they are, but the fact that the team coming in is 5-3 and nobody expected that.
You know what? This is where I may be a little biased, but this is why you get a guy like D'Amico Ryans. You know, the vibe is always going to be great when you're winning. The vibe in the Jacksonville Jaguar locker room is probably riding high. They're 5-3. They just won an overtime game. And if you look at their schedule, they can realistically say to themselves, man, we could win 11 or 12 games from their perspective. But what I like about what I love about D'Amico Ryans and the type of leader he is, even though the team is 3-5, even though they've had a slow start, things aren't going the way that they hoped or expected to. I bet if I was in that locker room, you're still going to see smiles. I bet if I was in that practice field when they turn away the media, you're still going to see guys going all out, and you're still going to see guys practicing with confidence. Look, I don't think there's any player right now going into this game thinking that they're going to lose because Davis Mills is a quarterback, and a lot of that is because of the culture they created. Now they just got to get it done on Sunday when the Jags come to town. But I would still expect to see a positive vibe, John. And here's the thing. Guys like myself, media, fans, you know, we're looking like, oh, man, 3-5. Yeah. They dang near got to win out just to go to the playoffs. I bet at least once or twice a day somebody is yelling in that locker room, in the meeting room, one game at a time, one day at a time. Now you're to the point where, look, it's all about Thursday's practice, period. Tomorrow's all about Friday's practice. Sunday's all about just that game. It's not about how many games you have to win to get the playoffs. And I think when you have that mentality, you're still excited about showing up to work every day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you keep that energy in that practice? Obviously, I mean, you lean on D'Amico Ryans to set the tone there, but I mean, clearly every NFL player is going to have some rough times in the season, and especially where you're looking at it right now, the 3-5. How do you keep that mentality right on practice as you're getting ready for another game?
Man, that's a good question, but it's just part of being a pro. You know, I wish I could give you some great answer, but here's the thing. Like, at times, you still have to look at the big picture. You know, I was on a team that started 0-7, and I'm not going to say that we're singing or whistling Kumbaya walking into practice every day, but when you look at big picture, like, man, I'm in the NFL. Like, I still have another game where I get to, you know, display my talent on the biggest stage. You know, there's only 32 teams less than 0.8% make it to the NFL, and I still have a chance to go out there and play the greatest game, you know, the greatest sport in the history of sports. So there's still, when you look at big picture, this is such a blessing to be in the game, so to be in the NFL. So, you know, guys are still going to be walking around with a pep in their step. Now they just got to get the wins. But, yeah, you get up because you're a pro, and this is a privilege to play in this game.
Maybe I'm putting you on the spot here because, you know, obviously you have a life to live. I don't know how much you've watched the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I mentioned they're 5-3, their offense, and I know Trevor Lawrence has been, you know, polarizing. But it seems like they're figuring things out there. What are you seeing with the Jaguars?
No, 100%. I mean, their momentum is where it needs to be. They're figuring things out, like you mentioned. They still have one of the better and underrated running backs in the game. So, you know, I'm seeing a team that – and they've already beat the Texans. So, let's make sure we continue to remember that. So, you know, we're so used to the Jacksonville Jaguars being that team that we say, oh, okay, as a Texan fan, we'll get two wins here. We might split with this team. No, this is a team that's believing. They don't have that one huge star that if you look at their stats, it jumps off the page or you don't see it in the games. But they're just playing good football as a team. And that's scary because you don't know where the big game's going to come from.
Now, ND, as a man who's been in the trenches, I hate to do the thing where I bring what Coach said to you and see if you agree with it. However, I'm exactly going to do that. D'Amico Ryans talked about, the goal line inability to get in there, and he was like, you just kind of need willpower to really shorten up what he said. Is that what you kind of think of when you think of the Texans' inability to get into the end zone from short?
Especially when you talk about those goal line stands. Like, and I feel guilty because as a former defensive lineman, when they were on the wrong end of a goal line stand, as a defensive player, I was like, man, that was awesome. Then I was like, oh, you know, that sucks for the Texans that they couldn't punch it in. But he's 100% right. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's D'Amico Ryans. As a D lineman, when you're inside the five, a lot of times you don't even look to the sideline for the play. It's like, just tell me where to line up and I got to beat that dude in front of me, because it's not about running stunts. It's not about, from the defensive point of view, it's not about getting overly creative. It's about changing the line of scrimmage and beating that MF in front of me. Like, that's the mentality that you have to have. And guess what? That's the mentality you have to have on the offensive side of the ball, because it's just willpower. It's, hey, we got to get the push. When you're on the 1-2-3 yard line, any running back should be able to score, and they should give the ball to the offensive line, because getting that push and having that mentality, having that dog mentality, that's what it takes to score when you're that close.
Yeah, but Andy, you know, at some point, and I've been saying this week, I mean, what you're saying in theory is 100% correct. We all know that. But at some point, you just don't do it. You can't blow guys off the line of scrimmage. You know, you are getting stuffed. It's happened on, what, 3 or 4 or 5 occasions?
Multiple times.
Yeah, at some point, as an offense, if you can go to the offensive side of the ball, don't you think, we got to change this up, man?
Yeah, but like I said, there aren't any offensive linemen that are saying,
no, I'm
hey,
saying
I'm
like
ready.
Just change from, you know, dives and sneaks to.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, you're right. I mean, that is when you have to get cute. That is when you have to score what we used to call those BS touchdowns, because it's more finesse. It's more finesse than just willpower and aggressiveness. Yeah, if you don't have the personnel and if they've proven that, hey, we can't get it done with willpower, that's when you got to, you know, do the old a brain freeze where you have a running back, you line up as a wildcat. You know, you got to get kind of creative, do wildcat, you know, have that Nick Foles play where your quarterback ends up catching a touchdown. No, I'm 100% in agreement with you, because you're not going to be able to sign or coach guys up to have that willpower to be that type of dog, to be that type of player, to just change the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when certain things aren't working, you got to go to the finesse side of the offensive playbook. Yeah.
ND, I feel like I'm going to need to, like, at some point give you, like, an award to give out weekly, because it feels like there's some dudes that we are not good about making sure to acknowledge. Is there anybody that you feel like has just not been getting enough love on this team to this point?
I haven't, except, of course, when I'm listening to y'all. I haven't really listened or watched to see who's getting the love, but Tommy Togi, I mean, that's the guy
that
just
continues.
My man, yeah, he just always shows up, unsung hero, does the dirty work. And when you look, a lot of times when Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson are flying around the corner and getting the pressure, getting the quarterback hit, getting the sack, if you notice, the quarterback doesn't have a chance to set up a step up to avoid the sack. And there's been three or four times where I'm like, oh, when I watched the replay, he wasn't able to step up because Tommy Togiai was getting pushed and he didn't create a running lane. So he's one guy that I would definitely say he's an unsung hero. I think the other gentleman that I'm going to bring up gets the props, but you can never give Jalen Petrie too many props because that is a football player from, you know, covering a tight end, a running back out of the backfield to playing physical football when he's in the box as a run stopper. I mean, that's a Swiss Army knife, and I just think he's a true football player.
The inaugural Kalu Award goes to Tommy Togiai.
There you go.
Very good. Excellent. I love that we were able to do that. Yeah. Indeed, we always appreciate you giving us some of your time. And I've got a bone to pick with you that I'll wait on for next week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick.
Well, at least let me know so I can prepare for it.
I'll see if I send you a text, but I feel like the ambush might be more fun for me personally.
All right, I'll be ready. I'm ready. Unlike the offense on first and goal, I'll be ready.
Wow.
I got the willpower to fight you back.
All right, my man, have a good one.
Y'all keep up the good work.
There he is, Indy Kalu, former NFL defensive end, and our good friend who joins us weekly to talk about these Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including the Rockets doing what needed to be done and adding to their win streak. We'll talk about that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.